like one thing I really think is important for guys is to stop objectifying women. And I don't mean that in a kind of like feminist way that you might see on like Jezebel or Gawker or anything. But what I mean is the depersonalization and the pedestalization of women, right? Because when you get most guys, you've probably dealt with this, when they meet a girl who's attractive, they automatically assume that everything else about her is good, right?
Exactly.
They automatically assume that, like, she's together, she's not manipulative, she's not flaky, she doesn't have a drug problem, she's going to be nurturing, she's into the things they're into. And that's so
she's
not
She's better
true.
Than they are.
Right,
She's
exactly.
better than they are. Exactly.
Exactly. And, you know, they call it the halo effect in psychology literature, which just it says that we tend to assume that good-looking people are smarter, more productive, more honest, et cetera. They even have said that, like, good-looking people get less jail time when they're being convicted of crimes. And so one of the things that I think is really important is to stop looking at women as objects and you know, start looking at them as actual people. And that does two things. Like, first, it makes the situation less scary because when you're looking at when I see an attractive woman, you know, I kind of think, okay, she's attractive, but what else is there? You know, she might be a terrible person. And if she's 18 to 22, she probably, high chances are that she's not the greatest person yet. So, you know, rather than what I think a lot of guys do, which is like, oh, she must be just so perfect. And the second thing it does is it helps you kind of be more in the moment and more able to, like, observe the signs of what she's putting out there. Because I think learning to understand what people are trying to project really helps you with people. And I mean, male and women. But, you know, like, if a girl is dressed in sweatpants and a tank top at the grocery store, the way you're going to approach her is very different from a girl who's kind of decked out with, like, hair extensions, full makeup, and, like, 6-inch heels at the grocery store. Like, both of them are projecting very different images, even if they're both extremely attractive. And when you don't just get stuck on the, like, oh, she's so attractive, she must be perfect, you're able to better kind of connect with what that person's putting out there. And I think that works a lot better.
Oh, I completely agree with you on that. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and then I think another big thing is just basic conversation skills. I mean, I'm always amazed at how bad guys are at talking to people, not even just women. Just, like, they have trouble talking to me. And I'm like, you have trouble talking to me, you're going to have major trouble talking to a girl you're attracted to. Because they've even done tests that, like, show that, like, men have, like, a cognitive loss, like, when they're around attractive women. Like, it's actually men become stupider. Like, they've proven that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had guys test, like, the presence of attractive women, and they, like, score, like, 17 to 20% less.
Oh, my God.
So there is an actual effect that hot women have on men. So you've got to be that much more prepared in order to kind of deal with that.
I completely agree. I always say to guys, if you have trouble talking to an old man sitting on a park bench, you're going to have a really tough time talking to a woman who has huge boobs and a really pretty smile. Like, you're screwed. So
yeah,
the approaches that I did when I first started out, I wasn't trying to attract anybody. I was trying to approach people in general. But the people that I was actually trying to attract were people who were my own age who I thought were kind of cool, very similar to trying to attract a hot woman. Because if you think a certain way, you're going to put both of those categories of people on a pedestal. So I started off by approaching people I wasn't attracted to and that I didn't have that much interest in. And it was equally as frightening and scary because I still felt like they were going to think I was the creepy girl who was coming up and approaching them and wanting something from them, when actually they were very open to being approached. Most people walk around the world like zombies, you know, and they are just waiting to be lit up in some way. So if you're like an awesome person who has their shoulders high, their head up straight, they're looking around at individuals and smiling and saying hi to them, that feels nice to them. So you're actually helping a person out by initiating conversation with them. Because, again, people are unhappy in their lives, they're bored at work, and, you know, saying hi and engaging them, if you are an awesome person, is a bonus to their day.